When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is May 15th, 2024. The hump is back. Well, I mean, the hump has been around a little bit, but John Alba filled in for me. I did the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. It has been over a month since Jimmy and I have been together on the air, and now here he is. I can't call him the big cheese of Fightful anymore. Now I'm the big cheese of Fightful.
Yes, you are. The big French cheese, apparently.
The big French cheese of Fightful. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you. It's been a while since we've talked, and I will prepare you so you know that I'm going to be moving, and I'm going to be spending a few weeks in a rental because my new place isn't ready. I don't know what the internet's going to be like in the rental. Okay. So it might be a few weeks that I can't do this while I'm there. We'll see how it goes, but we'll see. It's good to see you though, bud. Cause yeah, a month goes by quick, but we didn't get to talk that much. I was sick for a week. I told Sean all this shit that happened, like the Hunter scrum and you know, all this stuff. I was kind of on the shelf for 5 days. I had picked up a virus from my wife. So I didn't see any of that until like a couple of days later.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, isn't this fascinating that this stuff's going on?
Yeah, I guess it was fascinating. I'm glad that people aren't talking about it much anymore. But
yeah,
we've handled it, talked about it and all that stuff. But I mean, like what it does is it opens up a completely different like area of idiot. Like I completely agree with questioning, doubting, throwing, you know, question marks at media and stuff like that. You should do that. You absolutely should do that. But man, I got people out here saying that I sent myself and Mike Johnson cheese from Connecticut, fake shipping labels.
Johnson too. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're like, hey, Jimmy, I have a unique expense for the next pay run.
Right. So like, to me, is it annoying? Yes. Because when that happened, I'd mentioned this to other people. I wasn't like mad or angry. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this bullshit. These weirdos that needed ammunition and all that. But in a way, I'm kind of glad that it happened because it led to the little cheese situation, which, by the way, I gave to a teacher for Teacher Appreciation Week. We didn't keep it. I don't keep gifts. But to me, for people that are complaining about credibility, it really eliminates their credibility as a critical thinker if they're either pretending or actually believe that that's the lengths I would go to and that WWE would still credential us or do any work with us whatsoever because of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just there's no sensible way to really reckon all of that together. But
don't you wish now that instead of tweeting about, you know, send me nice cheese, if you had to say, hey, send me a Lamborghini.
I wish. Have you ever seen Jay or Dogma? Have you ever seen Dogma before?
No, not that I know of.
You know who Jay and Silent Bob are, right?
Yep.
They're trying to hit on this girl and they say, guys like us just don't fall out of the sky, you know. And then out of nowhere, Chris Rock, who is an angel, falls out of the sky and hits the pavement. And Jay looks around and he goes, naked big titty bitches don't just fall out of the sky, you know.
I've seen that before. I've seen that clip. Yeah.
That's how I felt. I was like, damn, I should have asked for something else. But guys, we are a super chat, humper chat driven show. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats in here at youtube.com/fightful or humperchats.com. That's humperchats.com. Also, FightfulSelect.com. We just had a whole bunch of news on the NXT tapings go up. Yesterday, we had a big update on AEW WBD, which we are going to talk about here. It is the best $5 in the business. If you are sick of Twitter or Facebook or anything like that, we have a members-only Discord that is unanimously wonderful. I have never enjoyed a social media platform more than the Fightful Select Discord. And I had somebody drop in my DMs and say, hey, I noticed you haven't tweeted as much this week because I'm hanging out in that Discord. $5 a month gets you exclusive news, bunch of podcasts, Discord access, all that good stuff. But man, Jimmy, we've already got some super chats and humper chats. Let's get into them.
Sure. Go ahead.
K775 says, do you think we're watching the final weeks of Becky and Natalya in WWE? I hope not, but it appears both are headed to free agency. Well, here's a unique aspect of the Natalya thing. If she goes somewhere, I think TJ Wilson's probably going to, and he is a highly sought out producer. Mm-hmm. He is somebody that everybody, if AEW is able to get Natalya, they'll pay her well. She'll have a reduced schedule. They'll probably want her to have more of a hand in the leadership role. And TJ Wilson will be brought in as a coach, I would imagine.
She got the dungeon there in Florida.
Dungeon.
Yeah.
Becky, I feel like it's a, you know, more than a, oh, I'm going to go to this company, that company, stay here. It's probably a family discussion and stuff like that. She could do whatever she wants. If she wants a reduced schedule, she could work that out. If she wants to make the most money of any woman in wrestling history, she could do that. Seth Rollins is making enough money for them and Rue. Or they could say, you know what? We're going to make these our last contracts and we're going to get paid insanely. There's a lot of options on the table for Becky Lynch, because the reality is whenever the hell she wants to come back, there's going to be a lot of money on the table for her regardless of that. I saw people saying, well, it's clear she's re-signed. She's got the belt. Well, I'll let you know what happens before that contract is up. She's got a title match. But Jimmy, your thoughts on that?
Becky would surprise me if she didn't re-sign because of how she's being utilized.
Sure.
Television. It, very much like Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre was one where I felt like if he doesn't re-sign, WWE's batshit crazy because of how they're utilizing him on television. I look at her the same way. Natty, I was going to ask you a question about free agents, and Natty for me kind of fits in that category a little bit, but what I was going to ask you was, so recently they re-signed Rollins, they re-signed McIntyre, Finn Balor, Damian Priest. I think Becky is probably going to stay. My question for you was going to be, is there a pending WWE free agent that you think is most likely to test the waters? And for me, Natty could fit into that category. I know she's a lifer in WWE. But in terms of the way she's been utilized, you know, she's used predominantly more, I think, in a backstage training type capacity. So is there anybody that you look at and think this person is most likely to test the waters in your opinion?
So I'm very interested in Natty and Becky. I really am. The ones that we have listed, Dijak, I think they intend to re-sign him. Randy Orton, I imagine they've got injury time added. Kevin Owens, even though he said that he's going to stay, it's, you know, he's 9 months away. If AEW gets the opportunity to make him an offer, they're going to make him a big offer. I know that might not have been the case last time, but I think that they're going to make him a really, really big offer. New Day might be up. They've all got injury time that I think has been added. There's injury time to a lot of them. There's a lot of deals coming up, including ones that we don't necessarily know about. Ricochet is one that was announced as summer 2024, and there's no link applied to it. So I'm going to try to find out where that was. But he would be one that I think AEW would probably make a big offer to.
I think he could benefit from it too.
Yeah.
I think. Because he's kind of established at a certain position in WWE.
Yes.
But the guy can go. So he's somebody that could benefit from that move. It's going to be an interesting time. But Becky would surprise me if she left, not just because of how she's utilized, but because Rollins resigned. But I guess we'll see, you know.
Eddie says AEW wasn't mentioned in WBD upfronts. If WBD, where do you think AEW winds up in? Or not WBD, mm-hmm. Where do you think they end up? FX, ESPN, Fox. So we're about to talk an awful lot about this. The relationship between those two sides is very good. And I spoke to people very, very high up in WBD about this. The exclusivity window runs into the summer. This is a Fightful Select report. They announced today a new pilot for Renee Young or Renee Paquette and RJ City on socials, which I think is a perfect platform for that initially. Meal and a Match, which is like dinner and a movie for wrestling. How are you looking at this, Jimmy? Because to me, dominoes with the NBA gotta fall. That's the priority for WBD right now.
So Bill Simmons kind of created a shitstorm this week because Bill Simmons on his podcast suggested that the NBA has agreed to a deal with NBC in place of TNT and that they're going to announce it when the NBA playoffs are done. Wrestling fans, of course, they heard this and everybody's thinking about how is this going to affect AEW if Warner Brothers doesn't get the NBA renewal. Long term, I don't know. Like long term to be determined, but short term, this is got to be a positive. How is this not a positive short term for AEW? Because if you're Warner Brothers Discovery and if you are now going to be losing your top ranked NBA programming, all you got left is Dynamite and NHL hockey. And I think that's it in terms of what they have that's ranked on cable. And so given that, I suspect that they would have even more of an interest in re-signing AEW. I think what it's going to come down to, as always, is the value. What is Warner Brothers' perceived value of AEW? What is Tony Khan's perceived value of AEW? But otherwise, I'd be surprised if there's not more interest after this. Like, what do you think?
I think so. I saw John Alba talking about this too. I don't think it will like drastically just shoot up AEW's price or anything like that.
But I agree. I agree.
WBD is going to reinvest that money. I was outright told that if they lose the NBA, they're not just going to roll over, play dead and be like, well, it was a good run. It was a no, they're going to try to get something else.
Sure.
WNBA is getting hot right now. UFC rights are coming up. Like they're going to go after other things. And also, they are going to try to retain some of their best performing stuff, like period. That's what they've always looked at AEW as, is very good performing stuff. I'll tell you where it really benefits AEW. These 3-hour blocks ain't a coincidence. I know there's some preemptions and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're trying that out. I think consolidating it into two nights is a way better idea. But buddy, if they have Tuesdays and Thursdays wide open, that could be way beneficial for AEW because I'm sure AEW would much rather be on Tuesday or Thursday nights with that block as opposed to Friday or Saturday. No wrestling company wants to be on Friday at 10 mm-hmm. or Saturday at 8. You want to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, ideally, with WWE on Monday and Friday.
Do you know if so? I saw that USA kind of confirmed that SmackDown's going to stay Fridays when they move to USA. I haven't heard, like, has CW confirmed that NXT is staying on Tuesdays? Have you heard anything about that?
What is it now?
Have you heard the CW?
Oh, no. Not yet. But, okay. And also, when I was talking to WWE sources about Raw and, you know, about how things will go for them, when the USA news dropped about them keeping Raw through 2024, I had originally said, okay, so starting January 1st, Raw will be on Netflix. And the person I talked to was like, well, maybe don't say January 1st. That's on a Wednesday. A lot of people will read into that very weirdly.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they seem keen on Mondays. And the reality is, even though Tony Khan doesn't want to compete with Monday Night Football, if Mondays for some reason were opened up, yeah, you'd want a wrestling show there because of the built-in audience that has already existed there. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, and you and I talked offline about this. One thing that's going to be interesting for me on this new deal is how long do they go? Because if I'm Tony Khan, I want to lock down 5 years. If I'm Warner Brothers Discovery, I'm thinking more short-term with AEW. I'm thinking 2 to 3 year range. And the reason I'm thinking that is because of the long-term uncertainty on a couple of levels. The first level is without the NBA, what is Warner Brothers going to be able to command in carriage fees from the cable distributors? And that's how they make a lot of their money, right? They make a lot of their money by getting paid essentially licensing by the cable distributors. If you don't have consumers asking for that NBA content, are they going to be wanting TNT or TBS as badly? Or are they going to be able to pay premium?
It's still like such a high carried set of stuff. Plus, I mean, another thing I was told was everything they do is with Max in mind as well.
Yes.
So it would be a hybrid streaming deal regardless. WBD has had interest in putting AEW on Max as far back as last year. Now, I haven't confirmed this with Tony or anything, but one of the things I was always told is that he did want to shop more of an all-encompassing deal.
Of course, 100%. I agree with that. Yeah.
And that's what you want to do. And I'm sure WBD probably wants to do that as well. they seem like realistic partners with one another. You know what I mean?
Yep. I think so too. Yep. I think, like I said, it's going to come down to the finances of it. And like I said, if I put myself in the shoes of Zaslav, I'd be thinking short term, because number one, I don't know how my revenue is going to look. Number two, AEW, with all due respect to them, their fan popularity has been eroding. And so I'd be questioning, were they going to be in 2 years? Were they going to be in 3 years?
However, and like, listen, WWE's doing hot right now. If you look at WWE's viewership as of 2 months ago compared to right now, would you say, well, their fan support is eroding? No, but the numbers for viewership definitely reflect that. The numbers on AEW's attendance have sort of leveled out a little bit. You don't see the like, oh, damn, they're missing. Yeah, it's like tragically low like it was for a little bit. They've got some pieces in place to, I think, refresh that as well. But
I think
that with AEW, they know what they're getting. They know that AEW is very flexible as well.
Yes, I agree with that.
Crazy 101 saying thoughts on NFL and Netflix and AEW next deal prediction. I think it'll be WBD. I think they'll get probably near a billion. Honestly, I think they'll probably get near that over the duration of the deal, including just to be clear, including pay-per-views, including library, including Rampage, Dynamite, Collision, and then some peripheral reality stuff and all that. I think the deal will be all encompassing for that much.
I'm going to say 5 years at 600 million.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say. 5 years of 600 million. I think 200 times five is not realistic. Sure. Because the numbers, I don't think, are there. I understand that they could get pay-per-view and stuff, but I don't think the numbers are there. I also don't know what the ad rates are. I wish that we could find out that information. I don't think it's something Warner Brothers would ever want to, because we've never heard it about USA either, right? For WWE.
Well, but
do you have info on that, on ad rates?
Let me see.
I would love to know that. That'd be interesting.
I know what it was 3 years ago. It was $20,000 for a 30-second one-off spot in 2021.
Okay, but were they selling?
That I don't know. Here's what I can tell you about that. If you remember, there was the Pabst Blue Ribbon controversy with AEW and all that stuff, and like they had to switch something like that because of a commercial issue with Hangman. And he was going to do a promotion spot there. And instead, they got like a commercial during AEW. And I think Cardona and Chelsea and Swoggle and Hawkins were on there. I was told that they were quoted at $20,000. This was, again, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So that could be a lot different. But back then, that's what they were quoted as.
Yeah. What I'd like to know is what the revenue looks like, what the ad revenue looks like. Because when you look at WWE and USA, I think WWE has been a lost leader for USA. Yeah. I don't think USA has made their money on WWE, but I think they looked at it like, well, we're number one on Monday, and we have been for X number of years. So I think AEW is also a lost leader for Warner Brothers. And I'm curious just what the trade-off is. What value do they perceive on them? All of that's very interesting to me. But they will get it. Like, you still see people on social media saying, oh, AEW, Warner Brothers isn't re-signing them. They're going to get an increase. Like, I'm sorry, people out there that hate AEW and you want them to fail, they're going to get an increase. It's going to be how much?
I'll tell you a little something about value and extending deals. We just extended Nord through the end of 2024, and you guys can too. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Exclusive deal, save big, get 4 months extra. It'd be great if you order this AEW pay-per-view, spend a lot less. That's what NordVPN.com/Fightful has for you. You can pay the prices they're paying overseas. Maybe you want that big Conor McGregor fight in a month and a half, assuming he makes it to the cage. NordVPN allows you to change your virtual location with just one click and get those prices overseas. But it's not just that. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. You protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices. Desktop, laptop, PC, router, all that good stuff with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They also have a file encryption tool. It is a fantastic investment for the fastest VPN in the world. And there's the 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like saving all this money, you can get your money back. Now, You might say, I don't know a thing about VPNs. How am I going to use it? Well, luckily for you, they make it very easy. They'll explain everything. They even have like sort of a headquarters hub when you get that app on your PC that will show you how to do it. But if you still need help, they've got 24/7 tech support. So they will walk you through literally any of this. Try it risk-free, nordvpn.com/Fightful. As far as the NFL Netflix thing, I talked about this on my Common Bengals W show. Check that out on YouTube and Twitter. It's NFL wanting to expand its footprint. That's all it is. It's sub-licensing and stuff like that. They want to make more money. The players want to make more money. The owners want to make more money. And everybody wants a piece of the NFL pie right now. I wish we could license a damn game for Fightful Select.
Yeah, and anything related to Netflix like that's good for WWE, you know? And same thing with, you know, I talk sometimes about how I think that streaming is going to be the new cable. And Comcast just announced in the U.S. that they're going to be doing a new bundle. It's going to be Netflix, Peacock, and Apple TV Plus all together at a, quote, vastly reduced price. Yeah. And that is good for WWE. You know, like I really think that going to Netflix could be a real positive for them in terms of their viewership. I thought Amazon would have been a bad move. Netflix is the industry leader. Everybody I know, I think, has Netflix, Sean. Yeah. And so I think there's potential that they might actually see an increase in viewership when they go to Netflix. And when I hear about things like this Comcast bundle and the NFL going to Netflix, all of that is potentially really good for WWE. So next year is going to be interesting.
Ricky Starks contract update. Glad the duo is back. Ricky has not told anybody about his contract. Believe me, I've tried. Jamie Hayter update. Hard to believe Double or Nothing will mark 1 year since we last saw her. Makes me worried she won't be back for All In again. When she first got hurt, they just put a big TBD on it and they had no clue. They had no idea when that was going to be up or when she was going to be back. And that's unfortunate, but I haven't heard any movement on that. Pay-per-views included on Max like Peacock or an extra charge? I would imagine included. So one of the conversations that I had with WBD, and I'll post another update about all this stuff. WBD recognizes that if they add pay-per-views to Max, it is a completely different audience than they would usually get for HBO Max. 100%. There are wrestling fans that have no interest in that. And they want those people to discover shows like Peacemaker with John Cena and Euphoria, which is a hot show. They understand the domino effect there.
Is Euphoria still a thing? Is that still a show?
Yeah, oh my God. If they ever do the next goddamn season of it, yeah. Your thoughts on U.S. government banning non-competes? Jimmy, I'm sure you've spoken about this already, but...
I did. I talked to Mr. Elba about it. So in terms of pro wrestling, it's not going to really change anything.
Yeah.
They're looking more at, I wish I had my notes from when I talked to Elba because now I'm spitballing, but they're looking more at other industries, with pro wrestling. I don't think it's going to make a difference. I actually talked to an employment lawyer and I haven't talked to you off air about this. I talked to an employment lawyer who's done a lot of pro wrestling stuff, and I'm not going to go in depth on the air in terms of how he's done pro wrestling stuff, but I hit him up. And he kind of confirmed it's not going to really change too much when it comes to pro wrestling. Yeah. But it's going to be interesting in just in general terms, what happens with the workforce in the U.S., what happens with the landscape there. But pro wrestling, you're not going to see major change.
Yeah. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are doom and gloom about the non-competes with WWE. There's a lot of almost every wrestler that I like is happy about them because they get 3 months to sit at home, work out, get in great shape, and prepare.
Exactly, right.
Any update on Danhausen? Seems like he's on the list that Tony has given up on. Glad he's doing great work in GCW and the indies. Well, I mean, he's taking those indie dates because he wants to work. He wants to get out there and do stuff. I saw him last weekend. He looked like he was in a great mood. I don't know why they don't use him in some capacity. I wish I had an answer. It's just one of those question marks. Why aren't they using Ricky Starks? Why aren't they using Danhausen? Why weren't they using Ethan Page before they left? Inflated roster for one thing. And perhaps they need to streamline that a little bit more. But you are starting to see that roster come a little bit more down to earth in that regard. It's a shame that those three specifically have been affected by it.
I saw Starks just did a podcast interview talking about that. how he wishes that he was on television.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's a bloated roster. We've been talking about this for years with AEW, and they don't have the television time to devote to everybody. Danhausen is one of those guys, surprises me just because of the merchandising with Danhausen. Yeah. So it surprises me. Obviously, he's not going to be your world champion, but the merchandising possibilities with him, that makes that one kind of surprising. But yeah, there's not enough airtime for everybody, and that's kind of the reality, the unfortunate reality.
Yana says, hi, Sean. A couple months ago, Anthem appointed a new president, Andy Shun. Would you be able to look into what his plans are for the network? Hope they can expand the TNA New Japan stake. I hope so. I do hope that they can expand. They really need to be carried on more network. It's very difficult to the point to where I was just like, get the TNA YouTube thing. And then that was unreliable too. Like starting it on time to watch that show. They really need to expand. If TNA was on, like if they were on a channel that was, you know, not that was carried more places, but we're still doing marginally more numbers. I mean, at least you could find them then. You know what I mean? I've always said this. I don't know how Access makes money, because the only thing I ever see commercials for on Access is for concerts on their own channel. So I don't think Sammy Hagar's paying the bills there for his shit from Cabo Wabo or whatever it is.
It's a vehicle for Impact. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Chris says, do you think Mercedes should turn heel in AEW? Yes. I think that she probably wishes she was a heel too.
She kind of already acts like a heel. Kind of always did.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Jose Polanco says, what's the deal with WWE position backing Vince's claim? Seems like it should be a bigger deal in the news. It was a foregone conclusion is what it was. And it's more them, you know, trying to position themselves to either be in a better place for a settlement or wherever the lawsuit goes, as opposed to saying, yes, we back Vince McMahon. Jimmy, your thoughts on it?
So the one that interested me was Johnny Ace. That's the one that I thought was pretty fascinating. And yeah, if you go back to February 1st, Johnny Ace's lawyer, a guy by the name of Edward Brennan, he released a statement to Vice News. And that statement said that, and I'm reading based on what he said in the statement. He said that Johnny Ace, John Laurinaitis, I call him Johnny Ace. He said he's a victim in this case, not a predator, and the truth will come out. And he said Vince McMahon had exerted control over both Janelle Grant and John Laurinaitis. So that's what he said on February 1st.
Yeah.
Fast forward 3 months to May 2nd, and John Laurinaitis is the old flipperoony. He filed a motion fully joining in and adopting Vince McMahon's motion. He corroborates Vince in publicly declaring that Ms. Grant's allegations are completely unfounded, and he'll fight these false allegations together with Vince McMahon. Very interesting. Now, I will say this, in legal terms, they call that presenting a united front. There's actually a term for it, presenting a united front. And the legal argument is that a common defense often gives strength against a common attack. And yeah, so that's why, in theory, they're doing this. I'm just going to say one thing, Sean, and only one thing. A good legal defense can get very expensive, depending on how long cases carry on. Mr. Man's a billionaire, and Johnny Ace is not. That's yeah, all I'm going to say about that situation. But when I heard about it, didn't surprise me at all. What were your thoughts when you heard that John Laurinaitis did the old flipperoony?
He's always a weasel, forever a weasel. And it's so funny because that's not actually nothing about this is funny. But when this all started and Fightful was getting a lot of the reactions from talent and executives and people, they said Johnny's going to be the fall guy for Vince. And Vince is going to hope that the original stuff in 2022 goes away if they get rid of Johnny. And that's exactly what they tried to do. That is exactly what they tried to make happen. And then he had to retire, force his way back in. Listen, Johnny Ace is forever Vince McMahon's bitch. Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress.
That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
That's what he is. He's been Vince McMahon's bitch for a very, very long time. He continues to be Vince McMahon's bitch because that's the person that he believes has his golden parachute that can protect him, that can save him. Because WWE sure as shit ain't going to do it now. WWE sure, like, they're washed their hands of him, all that. He's Vince's bitch. And that's been his role. And he continues to do that well after that. And I don't know if there's, you know, I don't know if there's something, you know, from a financial incentive in that regard going on there or whatever that might be. But yeah, he's definitely hoping this stuff will get hidden from the public. That's for sure.
I mean, yeah, they're hoping for arbitration, and if they get arbitration, then it will be. So yeah. We'll see. It's what is it? I mean, this is going to make a great movie.
Yes. You know? Yeah. I hope it makes for some justice as well. We got Jay Kranitz saying WBD is preparing for a sale to Comcast in Q4 or Q1, considering they have over $44 billion debt. I don't see that they can justify investors an increase in rights as the stock has dropped significantly. Anyway, your thoughts, Jimmy?
I think he's talking about an increase in rates for AEW. So,
he's in the chat still. So Jay Kranitz, let us know what you think, or let us know what you meant by that, because this is you did spend an awful lot on this.
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
But, Either way, what about increase in rights for the carriage fees and for AEW?
Definitely not for carriage fees. No chance. There's no chance. You have to think of it. We have to be realistic. Okay, let's say, now I said 5 years, 600 million. Maybe it'll be 700 million. I'm thinking like 150 million a year upwards range. Anyway, that in the general scheme of things is not make or break money for Warner Brothers Discovery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
150 million years, great for AEW, and it'd be great for really any entity of their size, but it's not make or break for Warner Brothers Discovery. I look at them very similar to USA in terms of without Raw, where was USA? USA, remember, they used to always call themselves the number one cable network and all this bullshit. Where would they be without Raw? Well, where would Warner Brothers be without AEW now that they're not going to have the NBA, at least on Wednesday night? Right. Obviously, Collision and Rampage have been disappointing. But on Wednesday night, you take AEW out of the equation. What does Warner Brothers Discovery have that ranks in the top 50 aside from NHL playoff hockey? They don't have anything. So I think in the general scheme of things, $150 million a year-ish is not going to break the bank for Warner Brothers Discovery. And so I do think that that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, and they have to give AEW an increase or else AEW is probably going to try to go somewhere else. They will try to go somewhere else.
I don't know what the appetite is for pro wrestling out there, like in terms of the cable landscape. But of course, like if I don't know what they're getting right now, because whatever they're getting in 24, I heard that there was like an option picked up, but I don't know what the number is. Let's say hypothetically it's 100. Let's say they're getting 100 million from Warner Brothers. You think Tony's going to take that on a new deal? There's no way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to get an increase. They want to be profitable in 25. So, and I believe they'll get it. I think they're going to get it. So
Crazy 101 said thoughts on Vince Grant current situation. I mean, most of it is our legal countering that is to be expected. Now, I'll say this. That is far from my specialty. And I've reiterated this a few times over the last few weeks. Like, I'm very glad we have people like John Pollock and Brandon Thurston who are very, very good at covering this, because I see on social media a lot of people like pointing at everybody, not just me, like a lot of people, including a bunch of people who are woefully unprepared or not qualified to talk about this. There's no shame in pointing at two people like Pollock and Thurston and say, they're better equipped for this than a lot of other people, including myself. So that's how you avoid saying really stupid shit that is out of your depth. But
yeah, I've been following it. It's basically at this stage is legal posturing. That's all it is. It's what we knew it was going to be. We knew that Vince McMahon was going to come out and he was going to admit deny any wrongdoing, and say, you know, it was a consensual relationship. We knew this. Like, none of this is a surprise. Right now, what it is his side wants private arbitration. Mm-hmm. Her side doesn't. And, you know, she's claiming these things. He's claiming these things. Legal posturing. That's all it is.
Josh says, so great to see you two back together. Love it. What do you guys want to talk about? Natty update. Why NXT didn't want taping spoilers out? Well, no company wants them out. Fightful Selects Corey Brennan did a really, really good job covering that. He's great on the NXT beat. They try to switch it up and trick him a little more than WWE or AEW try to trick people like me, but he's very good at it. Natty is still set to be a free agent in a couple weeks. Yeah.
That Just soon? Met. It's that soon?
Yeah.
Renee? Wow. Weeks,
yeah.
Wow.
Cody versus Logan thoughts. I predict a dusty finish. Oh, I predict a clean finish. I think Cody wins it. I don't know if both titles are on the line. I'm still asking for clarity on that, but I think what they're doing is very smart and very enjoyable. I like that they immediately said, okay, Cody's going to face AJ Styles. What happened? A classic match, a first time match. They didn't interact physically a bunch before that. If you wanted to see it, you tuned into the PLE and you saw it, you got a classic match. Cody won clean. He moved on. Well, what's next? A new challenger, an exciting new challenger that he's never interacted with before. Give me another one of those. When Cody beats him, give me another one of those. I hate this. Oh, well, you know, we got to wait for years down the line. No, you don't. No, you don't. Burn the match now. Do it now. Guess what happened when John Cena was like 9-10 months into WWE? They did him and Lesnar. It was a fun match, and John Cena got back there, and it was fine. It happens. I'm cool with it. What do you think about the Logan Cody situation?
It didn't surprise me because they're going into Saudi and they always have Logan do the big matches in Saudi. I've really done a 180 on Logan Paul. Like I was never a fan of the Paul brothers. Still don't think too much of Jake, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
But Logan has really won me over. And I got to tell you, watching that promo on SmackDown last Friday, Logan's a good promo dude.
Yeah.
He's good. Like he knows to hit all the points and little things. Like, for example, they don't call that show the King of the Ring. They call it the King and Queen of the Ring. Right. Yes. And little things like that. He hits it. Like, he calls it by the right name. He listens to the crowd. He plays off the crowd. Logan's a good promo. And
I'll tell you a big thing. Sorry to interrupt. I'll tell you a big thing that made me turn the corner on him. He does this podcast with his brother, right? Mm-hmm. It was after he got a stunner from, I think, Kevin Owens or something at WrestleMania, and he completely kayfabed everybody on the show about it. He's like, yep. They're like, what did you think when they told you that was happening? He goes, they didn't tell me it was happening. And he said it with a complete straight face while everybody else giggled. And he looked at them like they were stupid. I loved that. I loved it. Thought that was really, really good.
Yeah, he's won me over. Like he really has respect. And you can tell that the guys feel the same way. Like a Randy Orton feels the same way. They respect him because he respects the business. He is a good guy to be cutting promos with Cody. He's a good guy to draw heat from because he's a natural heat magnet. The only thing I will say about Cody Rhodes, because I agree with you that he's kind of like the old school champion. Yeah, you have your challenger, you beat him. You go into the next challenger, you beat him. So I agree with you on that. The only thing I will say about Cody is I feel like he's directionless in terms of a program. But I don't know if there's anything they could have done, right? Because you had Backlash right after Mania, and you have King and Queen of the Ring right after Backlash. So yeah. What could you have done unless it was a rematch with AJ Styles? Otherwise, what could you have done? But I'd like to see him in a program, maybe after Logan, he works a program, either it be with Logan in a rematch or with somebody else. But otherwise, yeah, he's an old school champion. Take on the challenger, beat the challenger, go on to the next challenger.
Mr. Acosta says WWE is going to get a lot of promo for the NFL Christmas game. Yes, they are, because a few days later, that starts on Netflix.
Right.
I'll tell you what's going to get a lot of promo for our Dickmas special.
Hello. Do you have a limp penis? A difficulty getting it erect? Boy, do I have a product for you. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL will help fix that. BlueChew has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. But they work a lot faster because it's a chewable. It's also much more affordable. Use that promo code FIGHTFUL. Get your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. One of the best parts, it's discreet. No awkward in-person doctor's visits. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door when approved by an online physician. You want to check this out. It will help you. It is a good product. It will make your sex life better. BlueChew.com, the code FIGHTFUL.
Check it out, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. A reminder, The List Goes On is back. Whenever myself or Jimmy are gone, we don't do List Goes On, but by God, we're both here. So FightfulSelect.com. What's your favorite old school wrestling trope? Ooh. That's interesting. What's yours, Jimmy? Do you have one?
I don't know. Can you think of one?
I think hulking up, not necessarily Hulk Hogan, but like the fact that you can get your ass whipped and charged up from it is kind of funny and stupid.
Oh, I got a good one. All Samoans have a hard head.
There you go. I remember one time.
And Fijians.
Yeah. Big Boss Man. He was then Ray Traylor or whatever he was. I was watching WCW Saturday Night and he headbutted Ming, and then Ming looked at him, and then Boss Man sold it. I love it. Loved it. Odds Ricky Starks leaves AEW for WWE. I'm going to say 50-50 at this point. I've got no insight on his contract. What are your King and Queen of the Ring predictions? I got Liv, Sammy, Gunther, Jade for King and Queen of the Ring. And Logan versus Cody. Is it for both titles? I don't know about that. Queen or King of the Ring, I think it's going to be Gunther. King Gunther. He's just made for it, Jimmy.
I agree.
Yeah. How about you?
Gunther and Jade.
Jade would be very, very interesting.
They're
right?
pushing like, the shit out of Jade. Like yeah. I notice now advertising for live events, they got Jade's picture on there. You know?
Yeah. I do think Liv is going to win that match. I think Sammy's going to win his match. I think that Cody wins his match. As far as Queen of the Ring, as I look at it, Tiffany Stratton would be really good.
She'd be good too. Let me ask you this. So the way that they're setting it up right now, the way they're teasing it is if Bianca wins and if Jade wins on Friday, they're in the next round. Yes. They wouldn't possibly, would they? They wouldn't.
I don't know. That's a pay-per-view match right there. That's what that is.
I honestly think the matches on. So I was going to actually talk about this on the list here is they've built up Jade so well that when I was tuning in to SmackDown on Friday and I saw Jade Cargill against Piper Niven, to me, that was an interesting match because you haven't seen Jade against anybody that can kind of match her in terms of physicality. I found that interesting. And then when they were like, oh, by the way, next week, Jade Nia Jax, dude. Jade Nia Jax? That's PLE caliber right there.
So what I like is that they're not punting. WWE is like, we got these billion-dollar deals. Let's give them big matches. And if that results in 5 or 6 match PLEs, I'm okay with that. Because what does that do? It gives you 15 to 20 minutes on your PLE matches, makes all of them seem more important, and you're getting Raw and SmackDown with more important matches. That's something that I wish AEW would do. Give us 8 match pay-per-views, and then the three or four other matches that you were going to put on those, put them on the Collision the night before and say, we got a pay-per-view worthy Collision for you too. Mm. You got to do that. You got to do that. I don't think it all needs to be crammed into 12, 13, 14 match shows, or in WWE's case, 8 or 9 match shows. I like 5 or 6 match PLEs at this point.
Do you think they keep Jade and Nia to like 2 minutes, or do you think that Nia is going to actually be the ring general in there?
I think it'll be a very short match. I think that Jade will sell a lot. I think it'll get 5 or 6 and Jade will sell a lot.
Okay. I noticed that Backlash, she was in with the Kabuki Warriors, right? I noticed that she got lost a few times. Did you notice a few times she was in the ring and just kind of standing there looking at Kyrie like she was getting lost a little bit?
Yeah.
So, because she's still pretty green. So I was curious if Nia's got it in her to be the ring general.
Oh, I think so. Yeah? I think so. Especially for the kind of match they'll have. One legit possible talent to jump from WWE and AEW, vice versa, in 2024. Dustin Rhodes to WWE in the fall. I think he'd make a great producer there and have a little story to tell. And I think maybe Ricochet is a person that AEW would be like, let's go after him. Him versus Will Ospreay again.
I agree with you. Ricochet is the one guy, unless maybe he wants to stick around because of Samantha. I don't know. But he's the one guy that fits the AEW style perfectly. He is the one guy. So I agree with you.
Thoughts on Dana saying PLEs will move to Sunday? No, he said that they're going to have weekends where it's Power Slap Friday, UFC Saturday, PLEs Sunday. Nobody in WWE wants PLEs on Sunday that I talked to. And none of them want to have anything to do with Power Slap.
Is that still a thing?
Unfortunately, it's still a thing.
Where does it air? Where is it?
Imagine the amount of money that has to lose right now. How the hell should I know? I don't cover Power Slap.
I know. It's the worst idea ever. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Someone's going to die. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I had an NXT star message me and say, Power Slap is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen.
It is.
I'm surprised there's never been a worked Power Slap match yet with WWE or AEW people. I was halfway expecting it with the crossover there.
Or maybe somebody's got a slap as their finish all of a sudden, knocking guys out. Yeah. But, you know, Anakin's, Rick Rude used to do that, Sean.
Yeah, I do.
Legitimate.
Anakin says, how do you feel about Jade's booking in WWE? Weird to have her as a babyface when she's a natural heel. Right now, she's working well as a babyface.
She's great.
She's learning a lot from Bianca as well, which I think is very, very good. Right now, she exudes that star power. Now, one day, maybe Bianca outshines her or vice versa, because we haven't really seen Bianca as a heel since her NXT days. So I think right now, babyface is the right move for her, Jimmy.
I agree. I also think that her and Bianca have great chemistry, and they have like a natural chemistry. You can tell that they're enjoying their time together. Yeah. And whoever said she's a natural heel, you might be right, but right now she's working as a babyface. And I saw the live event. She had her daughter in the ring with her. So I think she's doing very well as a babyface. And they're pushing the hell out of her. And she looks amazing. You know what I mean? She looks like a superstar. But again, when I see promotion for shows and there's Jade Cargill, they have big plans for her. There's no question.
Guys, get your super chats and humper chats in. Also, please leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate that, guys. De La Common says, another wrinkle into all this is the rumored WBD being a player in picking up whatever pieces are left from the Paramount ownership chaos. Yeah, a lot of dominoes to fall there. The NBA is going to be a domino that falls there as well. Jeff says, really want a Ricochet in AEW. Also, Samantha, Irvin, Justin Roberts trade in a second. I'd pay for that trade.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Because Justin does okay, too. So yeah,
Justin's
I don't think
very,
so.
Very good. Justin is incredible at what he does. not that we would be biased or anything. Hold on, wait a second. Did he do this one? Is this the one he did?
It's the list.
Yeah, that one. He did that one. We've had some good people do our intros. Justin Roberts, the guy from NBA Jam.
That's right.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And it worked out exactly that way. I said, Jimmy, solid.
You broke the news of his veneers, Jimmy.
I did.
Amazing.
That worked out so well. A complete and total gag. It ended up getting like a couple 100,000 views. It was amazing.
Any info on Megan Bain? Seems weird. She's not used or factored into anything, even if it's for ROH. I've been trying to find out. I will make it a focus over the next week to find out. I know they had some concerns that maybe the Marigold Stardom Rossi thing might lead to a portal to her going somewhere else, but I don't know how long her deal is or anything like that. I know there were some concerns there because that's one of the ways that I found out that Rossi was going to have a connection with WWE.
I saw a clip of Julia doing an interview in English. Did you see that?
Yeah, she's so that's a funny thing.
She wasn't bad.
When the report came out that she was going to take time off and learn English, I immediately debunked that because people in NXT were like, whoa, hold on. We've got resources for that here. And also, one of them joked, she already speaks better English than a lot of our English native speakers here.
She was all right in the clip that I saw, yeah.
Reminder, guys, we will be on The List Goes On right after this show. We are getting down to the end of our Super Chats and Humper Chats. Greatest of All Time says, great showing by Dynamite Kid on Saturday. Hoping to see more of an AEW. Any news as to why Britt Baker is still off TV? She wants to be on TV. I don't know if she's 100% healthy. I don't know. But I know that her line of thinking was, well, I got over pretty big not being healthy in the past, so I can make that work. And that's the opposite of how some other people think. Like, Danhausen did not want to be on TV when he was hurt because he didn't want to be the guy that was on TV hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the longest gap in wrestling or appearing on TV that she's ever had. So I'm sure it's got her a little restless.
I saw her training with Paige. She looks good.
She does.
She looks good.
She always looks incredible. Like, and then when I'll see her at events, she's like chomping on fruit by the foot. And I'm like, what a monster. Josh says, ready for the schedule reveal. How long AR stay? I don't know what you mean by this. Josh, clarify that in the chat and I'll let you know what I think. Day Park says, with the possible Disney Plus and Max bundle coming, do you see Disney promoting AEW? How would this affect McAfee working with WWE? And Randy says, how will ROH factor into the negotiations? Any chance they will be on Max as well or continue Honor Club? I'm sure Tony wants ROH to be involved.
I'm sure, of course.
I know WBD had some issues with ROH when it was under Sinclair ownership. I don't know about now, mm-hmm. Because there were some talent that WBD did not want featured in on ROH at the time. But as far as all these bundling, I can't even keep track of who all is going to be bundled, Jimmy, and what phone plan it'll be tied to and all this shit.
Yeah. To answer his question, will they promote AEW? The answer is no. Not unless AEW pays for it. I thought it was very interesting that Max was a match sponsor on SmackDown last week. And I guess people on Twitter were like, oh, that means that they're not re-signing with, it doesn't mean shit. It means that Max, because they have Iron Claw debuting on Max, wanted promotion on a wrestling show. That's all it was.
There you go.
But no, Disney's not promoting AEW just because of a bundle that a cable distributor is doing. No.
Josh Mansfield says, ready for the schedule reveal.
He meant Anthony Richardson?
No.
Oh, no?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
How long will he stay healthy? Based on some of the stuff I've heard him say, I don't know if I want to make a prediction because he doesn't seem like an expert on an awful lot of the things that he's speaking on, and neither am I. But week 1, 2, and 3 are going to be very, very telling for Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he still got it from a physical aspect. It was just so ridiculous when he was implying at all that he was going to return last year from an Achilles injury like that. It was so ridiculous.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ridiculous.
So how do you feel now about being a relatively new Toronto Maple Leafs fan?
Well, let's see. I've been a Toronto Maple Leafs fan for 3 years. And if one thing, they are consistent, Jimmy. They are consistent in perennially disappointing me. In which, I became a Maple Leafs fan, I discovered that that's been a thing for like 7 years prior as well. So
eight.
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you know who Mitch Marner is?
No.
Okay, so he's one of their big players making way too much money who's probably going to get traded this summer. So,
familiar with the name. Listen, I'm not balls deep into Toronto Maple Leaf fandom, but...
Right. Probably best that you keep it that way.
Watch big games in the playoff games. Okay. You know what I mean?
Are you watching now that the Leafs are out? Or are you watching any hockey? Or
No, not right now. I've been a little busy, so...
Okay.
Tiffany, IG story, backstage reactions. I'm not giving this any breath right now until I can verify it, guys, and all that stuff. There were people claiming that she had posted something insensitive on Instagram. I gotta see actual recording of it from more than one account. Like, can't really just jump into that. Nicholas says, it seems like WWE won't be running the Sphere during Mania Week, but do you think WWE will run the Sphere within a one-year span or a little over? I got a story coming on the Sphere in about a week or so. I'm going to wrap up some things with it. I don't think they'll run it in a little over a year from now. No, I don't. If they don't run it that week, I don't think they will. But if I were them, I'd be trying to run the Sphere for Raw after Mania. That's what I'd be doing.
What's the attendance?
I don't know, but I would do it and charge out the ass.
They'd have to.
For tickets.
Yeah. Yes. Let's talk about this for a minute. So you would know about this, I think. So WWE was negotiating with Minneapolis, right? Okay. They were negotiating. Well, they were, right? They were negotiating with Minneapolis for Mania.
Yeah.
Then they went to Vegas. Do you know if they went to Vegas because they got a $5 million site fee?
That I don't know, but I'm going to find out about. I know that they just loved the city, especially with the Super Bowl connection this year and how well everything worked there. I know that was the case. And I did the same thing because after being in LA and Dallas, I was like, man, it's 15 minutes from everywhere in Las Vegas and it's an hour away from anywhere in other cities like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is. So, and also warm weather, they don't have to worry about any of that. It's an indoor stadium, all that good stuff.
They're running later too this year, which is different, late April instead of early.
They can command higher ticket prices as well. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff there. And Josh says he's not a fan of Mania on Easter weekend. Well, my ass will be back home by Saturday. I'm going to fly back Saturday. I'll do media and all that stuff. And
so
save us a few $1,000s. That's for damn sure.
I read the story by 8 News Now. 8 News Now is the local CBS affiliate out there. Yeah. And I read their story. And they talked to somebody from the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, which promotes tourism there. They're the ones that are paying WWE $5 million as a site fee. They were talking about how that time of year, April 19, 20, is a slow time for Vegas in terms of tourism. And they actually expect that WrestleMania is going to bring like 200,000 people into Las Vegas. Right. I mean, that'd be very interesting. I'm curious how that works out.
Crazy 101 says Juice Robinson update says PS airs on Rumble. Be a power slap. Of course it airs on Rumble. Of course they tried to recruit us too. And I said, I see what shit y'all have on Rumble. That ain't happening, buddy. Juice Robinson update. I haven't heard an update about him physically. I know he's contributed some ideas, some feedback, stuff like that. But the sooner the better on him. I'll ask him. I'll hit him up and I'll be like, hey, when you coming back? Because sometimes he'll just blurt shit like that out. And he's just like, hell yeah, man. We're over on The List Goes On. I'm back tonight on the AEW Dynamite post show. FightfulSelect.com. Please go and subscribe, guys. It would mean so much. Even if you don't want to plop down $5, we have a free tier there. And there are several stories a week that I post there. And you'll get all the headlines for our paid stories as well. Check it out. Jimmy, anything else?
Yeah, one more thing I wanted to ask you. What did you think about Gable Stevenson getting released?
Wasn't improving. And if you're going to let Gulak go, and listen, I got my issues with how Triple H handled that, obviously. Pretty tough to keep Gable Stevenson there as well, right? Like, with that history.
He just didn't feel engaged, did he? Like, whenever you would see him on television, he didn't
His brother's all about it.
Right, so. Right. It's too bad. All the physical gifts in the world, but just no showmanship out of him. He just didn't seem engaged at all. It is what it is.
So it's funny, Jimmy, when you look back and, I mean, Fightful was founded on MMA Crossover, right?
That's right.
The people that everybody says, oh, they would be big wrestling stars. Rampage Jackson, King Mo, Tito Ortiz. None of them got it to where a guy like Matt Riddle, who zero people would have ever thought would have been that. Mm-hmm. Nobody looked at Shayna Baszler and said, she's got to be a pro wrestler.
I agree. Yep.
Man.
It's very interesting.
Shuri Kondo is one of my favorite performers in the world. I'd take one of her over Rampage, Tito, and King Mo. You just never know who's going to get it and make that transition. But guys,
yeah, very interesting.
We're heading over to FightfulSelect.com. Till next time, we're out.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.